You know, you're spending $50,000 with the Republican Party. You're running my business and my building into the ground. You have a condition called Asperger's, which prevents you from thinking clearly. You need medication, and I need to seize control of everything back. So I don't know what you're going to do, honey. I think you should go to an insane asylum. I think that would be your best bet. What do you think? They can adjust your dosages, and then, you know, you can get better, because we all just want you to get better, honey. We all just want you to get better.
Everyone's crying about you. The shop, you're running the business. I mean, you're bankrupting me is what you're doing. You're bankrupting us. And you have no control over what you do because you're clinically insane. And I guess I'm going to have to get you committed. I have a Baker Act is what I'll do. I'm sorry, but you leave me no choice. You're too far gone. Just too far gone. And your lawyer, good God. Well, she'll be in jail tomorrow, that's for sure. So she can deal with that. And where's my money from Lockheed? You stole my money. My name was on that check. How did you cash it? Oh, your lawyer worked it out. Well, not good. That's not good. Not good at all. But anyway, you know, you lie. What did you lie all the time anymore? You're out of control, honey. You need to be committed. You need real, I think you need electroshock therapy is the only thing that, you know, maybe that'll work, or maybe an experimental drug or two, you know, something, because right now, I don't think anyone can live with you. And Muffin and Bailey will be coming back tomorrow. Maybe you can call Matt. Maybe he'll come take care of you. He hates you. He told me. You make Joe cry. You make Chris cry. You make Maddie cry. You know, it's sad to see your whole life just go right before your eyes. And you're so overweight. I mean, what are you weighing, about 300? No wonder you slip and fall all the time and you got pinched nerves. You have no capacity to even take care of yourself. You have to seek out, you know, your daughter to live with. I mean, what kind of life is that? You're the child and Kristen is your mother. Just like when I met you. I thought I fixed that, but obviously, you know, since you left me, you've just fallen deeper and deeper and deeper.